Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Marky V in the chair. Hey, I like that.
Marky V. That's what my older siblings used to call me. Thank you very much for bringing that up. Painful childhood memories.
Marky Mark. Hey, take us to Dear Drew.
Dear Drew, it's the best thing going. And this week, presented by the Texas Lottery, play the Houston Texans scratch-off game. It may or may not feature Coach Bill O'Brien.
Bill, what do you think of Yao Ming?
You know, this guy is a big guy.
Hey, Coach, do you think Usain Bolt is really fast?
He can run.
Remember Over the Top? It was that Sly Stallone arm wrestling movie. What'd you think of Lincoln Hawk?
He's got good arm strength. Drew, you good?
What? It's funny you asked. I was wondering what you thought. World War I and its impact. But you didn't answer. I was going to put the fiction, the novels. Brandon Michael, that's one of those two first names, first name, last name combos. He says, Dear Drew, what's up with the three-man pass rush on third downs? Hurts my eyes. Hurts everyone's eyes when the Texans don't get to the quarterback or when another team converts on third down. But you know what? The Texans' defense is only allowing opponents to convert 31% of their third downs. That's pretty darn good. That's a good rate. That's one of the best rates in the NFL. So it's all good, dude. And Brandon, that was such a great question that you get some scratch-offs. Congratulations. Thanks for sending that in. And remember, the Texans are doing well on third down. One named I Just Want to Be With You, and I don't believe that's your name. I don't think your mom, your father, or the orphanage gave you that name. But I Just Want to Be With You says, Dear Drew, dear person reading this, I hope your day has been going well. If not, I hope it gets better. You are an amazing person who will inspire others to do great things, so keep up the hard work. I know you may feel unimportant or insecure at the moment. I don't, actually. But know that you're a beautiful human being inside and out, and you are important. Just try to be nice on the internet. Sometimes we just need need such a message. I hope this comment helped you a bit, and if not, I'm sorry. If yes, please give my page a like. Sincerely, me. Thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thanks a lot for sending in those questions. We'll talk again.
Great job always as Drew, but you know, he's not the only character on the show this week.
That's right, Patty, because we have Batman on the show. J.J. Watt, check this out, going to Texas Children's Hospital, dressed up as Batman, and it was for the Today Show. It's really cool stuff. You know, J.J. in any kind of outfit is going to be entertaining for the kids and wonderful for them to see, but as Batman, that really adds to the punch of the whole thing.
Yeah, it really does. But, you know, with Halloween just around the corner, I had a chance to sit down with really most of the players earlier and ask them kind of what their best Halloween costume was. And Batman was not JJ's.
Oh, I used to go as a Power Ranger all the time as a kid. I think I went maybe 3, 4, or 5 years in a row as a Power Ranger. I was red a couple times. I was white a couple times. I was probably not the best costume ever, but Power Ranger. I thought it was pretty cool at the time.
Power Ranger, who knew?
Yeah, your favorite costume as a kid.
Quick. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Mine, Batman. How about that?
It all comes full circle.
But I was like, Adam West can't be 60s Batman.
Nobody knows who that is, Adam West.
Yeah, they do. Some people do.
Yeah, not
me. You're older than me.
Well, actually, we'll hear more from the rest of the players on next week's show as we approach Halloween as to what their favorite costumes were and their favorite Halloween candy. Yours real quick?
M&M's.
You just made that up.
I did.
All right, that's all.
I gotta think about it. Kit Kats.
That's all the time we have. But be sure to be with us on Sunday morning for Texans Countdown Live as we are getting you ready for the big game against the Dolphins and then flip right back over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, hopefully wrapping up
a victory. Let's get this one.